Six. Six Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Maggies and blackbirds and goldfinch and blue tits and Oh, warm weather, just marvellous. But I'm going to shut the blinds. I'm going to deny myself that beautiful weather outside. Because for most of you, it's Sunday night, and I should pretend it's Sunday night for me too. I'm getting in character, if you like, in a Daniel Day-Lewis kind of way. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. That was Moondance by Van Morrison, for a good reason. I watched the International Space Station go over last weekend, two nights on the trot. It really was profound and romantic and strangely eerie. And I've picked a load of songs that remind me of the experience. I've had one of those nights that, do you remember Helen Brown got in touch with a couple of Police songs that she wanted to hear? And she'd heard them the morning after a great big long night with all her buddies. And there's a real romance. She described it in her email, which of course I've now lost. There's a real romance to staying up all night with really good friends, and then the next morning lounging around in a garden just chatting. There's nothing better than being surrounded by people you love, is there? So there was me, there was my sweetheart, there was Pete Jobson, who you hear me talk about quite a lot on the programme, and we were all listening. No, we weren't listening. We were all watching for the International Space Station. I don't know if they've put a light on it so you can see it more clearly, but I don't remember it having a light on it previously. I remember ages ago, I was stood with Billy Bragg outside a festival in Ireland, waiting for it to go in front of the moon, and you would have thought if it had a light on it then, you wouldn't have needed to see its silhouette to catch it in the sky. But anyway, it was profound. It was amazing. You can imagine I was inspired by man's general endeavour in terms of being able to get that up there. I love the international nature of it. And just beyond that, it was like something in the heavens I've not seen before. It didn't move like a plane. It was much, much faster. I think it orbits the Earth in 90 minutes in International Space Station. But I just found it really, really deeply romantic. So, that's the theme of this week's show. What else is happening on the Finest Hour? We have the return of the Desert Island Disc snippet. And we have a choice from Nick Park, the animator responsible for Creature Comforts and Wallace and Gromit. We've got a tune from him. The Beckypedia will be dropping by, this time with a song by Johnny Hodges. Song for Guy, recommendations from you lot. Some of those are marvellous. A rare dedication as well this week. Other than that, I'll just be talking to you about the music that I play. Lots and lots of emails from you guys this week. Lots particularly after I asked you to imagine that you'd never heard The Cedar Room by Doves before. And Louise Harvey got in touch. She said, the perfect end to an ace soundtrack for my road trip back from Manchester, my favourite city. Thanks for the company. I'll have to look up that documentary of yours. She means one that I made for Radio 4 called The Rainy City. I'm just going to have a swig of my tea because my throat's getting dry. I don't know if you can hear that. I swigged it away from the microphone because producer Michelle hates anything to do with people's mouths. So you shouldn't do things like this. She'd absolutely hate that. I'm sure most of you would. More emails about Doves. Thanks for playing Cedar Room, says Nick Ward. I discovered Lost Souls by chance in Hanley Records Library in Stoke and took a punt. What a discovery. I listened to it a lot during my last couple of years at uni and it's still on my playlist. It always reminds me of the scent of the desert during an evening drive in our minibus across the Sahara during a geology field trip to North Africa. Very happy days. Hello and best wishes to all my compatriots from Staffs University who shared that trip in 2002. Kind regards, Nick Ward. That's a good story. Richard Weir got in touch as well. He says he first heard it on Joe Wiley's old Radio 1 show. And Pablo Montero said, university, listening to Lost Souls and discovering loads of different music from newfound friends who are still friends today. Managed to see Doves at the Anson Rooms in Bristol around 2001. And if I remember correctly, in the same year, seeing the Elbow Tour the first time at the Fleece and Firkin. being supported by the Mull Historical Society. Early days, I must say. I went to see the Ralph Band play the other night. Pete Jobson filled in with them on Mark Riley's show. What a lovely bunch. And one of the guys, the guitarist in the band, used to be in a band called Gold Rush, who Elbo toured with early on. And lots of old memories shared with him. Wonderful. Yeah, a big thanks to everybody who took us on tour in our early days. It's the way that you first tour when you're in a band. It's by relying on the kindness of the bands that are ahead of you. Doves took us on our first UK tour. And here they are with the very fitting, given this week's theme of the International Space Station and all man's endeavours up there. This is Doves with the amazing Ben Hillier-produced song, Satellites. Oh, happy Sunday.
Thank you.
just amazing. Doves and Satellites. All the members of Doves, during their sabbatical, have not been idle. The twins in the band, they've been off doing a project with a friend of mine, Mike, called Raised by Wolves, which is sounding great through the floor at our studio in Blueprint. And I've also had a listen to Jimmy Goodwin's solo album, which is just the most profoundly excellent thing I've heard in years. He's still working on that. And I believe still shopping around for a deal. So if you're one of those people in a position to do that, you should go and knock on Jimmy's door and join what I'm sure will be an A&R frenzy over his new material.
Hello, I'm C6 Steve. I left home at 13 and I've been travelling ever since.
Hello, I'm Sean Keaveney. 3 weeks ago, I went on holiday and I've been travelling ever since.
I slept rough as I was travelling my way across the USA from Mississippi to Tennessee to San Francisco.
Well, I've slept in reasonably priced accommodation in Windermere, Grasmere, Manchester and Sherwood Forest.
I played gigs in London, Berlin and Amsterdam.
I've been to Phoenix, the band, Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Man, I got some stories to tell. Maybe I should have my own breakfast show.
Let's park that, Steve. The job's harder than it looks. First of all, there's the cart wall, this computer that's touched.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
You have to remember to empty the spent cartridges in the tea machine as well.
You're right, I never could do your job.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
This is Melody's Echo Chamber. This is a new release. It's called Sometime Alone Alone. I just love what the Aussies are doing at the moment. Yeah. Isn't that great? Melodies, Echo Chamber, and Sometime Alone, Alone. That's brand new. Here now is a Desert Island Disc snippet for your perusal and delectation. This is Nick Park, the animator, very gentle soul, talking to our Kirsty on Desert Island Discs.
So you've got four Oscars, that's right.
And you've, four.
Yes, and you've had a BAFTA for every single movie that you've made. I know somebody who interviewed you once and said he really did bring his Oscar out of a shopping bag.
That's right, that was the first time back in 1990 when Creature Comforts won. Well, they don't give you anything to put it in. And I think my mum sewed together a bag when I got home. That's all I had was a Woolworths carrier bag and stuck it in the suitcase.
You, of course, create these wonderful miniature worlds of, you know, tea strainers and anti-macassars and Jacob's cream crackers. I'm wondering what your real world is like. Do you drive a Maserati and use an iPad? Or are you quite a nostalgic character yourself?
Yeah, I have a bed that kind of tips up and tips me down through the sunroof of the car. Well, I think my PA would like that, because then I'd be on time for meetings.
And a machine to put your shirt sleeves on.
That's right.
A Matter of Loaf and Death was your most recent film. That was 30 minutes long. How long did it take to make?
That was about 8 months.
So how many seconds, I mean, you do measure it in seconds, I'm guessing. How many seconds a day on average would you be getting down on film?
Well, one animator working with one puppet would probably do about 3 seconds a day, 2.5 to 3 seconds a day on average. It can vary a great deal. On a feature film, there'd be 25 to 30 animators, and each one of them would be doing about 3 seconds a day. So it's actually, you know, the rushes at the end of the week are, you know, there's quite a few...
Run into the minutes.
Quite a few seconds. We kind of open a bottle of champagne if we achieve a minute within a week.
Let's have some music then. What are we going to hear first of all this morning, Nick Park?
A good old favourite, which is Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel.
And why do you like this?
I remember it at discos in the 70s, and it seemed so timeless.
You've done it all. There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. No more, you've taken everything from my belief in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Say
Now, when I hear that tune, and I met Steve Harley once, and, well, here we go. Let me get my stories in order. Elbow, my band, were originally called Mr. Soft. We later became Soft, and then we changed it to Elbow. So, we've never had a good name, in other words. But Mr. Soft was because of the Steve Harley Cockney Rebel song. And Steve Harley approached me at the Mercury's one year and says, "Hi, I'm Steve Harley and I like your band." And I went, "Hey, do you know that we were..." And he goes, "Yeah, I do. That's why I came and said hello." So there you go. A gentleman, Steve Harley. And come up and see me sometime. No, that's something else. Let's move on. Whenever I hear that tune, I want to seamlessly segue it into this one from REM. But it's too late for that now. Radio Free Europe by REM from the amazing record Murmur. It's got so much energy, that record, I love it. Radio Free Europe itself, if you didn't know, and Radio Liberty, They're a broadcaster funded by the US Congress that provide news and information and analysis in Eastern Europe, Central Asia and the Middle East where, and I'm quoting, the free flow of information is either banned by government authorities or not fully developed. So, depending on how you look at it, it's American propaganda. Anyway, I'm moving on now to Starman by David Bowie. This is weird, in a weird convergence of experiences. My theme this week is, of course, the International Space Station going over. So, of course, you're going to think of David Bowie if you've got a space-themed programme. And then, lovely, in my weekly package from the BBC, Stuart McConey's new book came. Stuart's a good friend of mine, and he's written a book called The People's Songs, The Story of Modern Britain in 50 Records. It's also a serial on Radio 2 that he did. I'm very flattered that one of Elbow's tunes is in the book, but it's a brilliant read, and Starman, this very tune by David Bowie, and I'd already chosen it for the programme, is also in the book as one of these 50 songs. I mean, I have never been more honoured. But let me read you what Stuart says about David Bowie and about Starman. This is referring to his legendary folkloric appearance on Top of the Pops. It might be argued without too much hyperbole that David Bowie invented or at least laid the groundwork for our modern pop culture on that summer Thursday in 1972. From the first moment the diaphanous B-flat chord played on that blue acoustic guitar, the first shimmering appearance of Bowie's face, ghostly, wan and mischievous, resplendent in his spiky carrot-orange coiffure, drawing his words with sleepy obliqueness, this is clearly different. Wonky of grin and stick-thin, he sings a song full of drowsy, narcotic cool, a song of a friendly alien come to save the world, making his first contact not with the authorities, but with the kids via their late-night radio. A slow voice coming over on a wave of phase. Then the glorious chorus, the octave leap at the start of Starman's refrain, is borrowed from Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I didn't know that. As Bowie will later candidly acknowledge when he melds the two songs in performance later in 1972. The bond between the two lies deeper than just the notes, though. Starman evokes a strangely similar emotional dimension to Judy Garland's show tune. Both are hymns to childlike hope, joyous, vulnerable, wistful voices from a dream. And let's have our very own Starman. Let's have Sir Patrick Moore introduce this next tune with a few of its lyrics.
There's a Starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us. He thinks he'll blow our minds.
Locked up in fire.
McConey for his wonderful book, the People's Songs, The Story of Modern Britain in 50 Records. He's a great writer. And yes, a feather in our Six Music cap to have him on board, eh? Brilliant man. Wonderful chap. Okay, so that was David Bowie and Starman. Thanks to Stuart. Thanks to Sir Patrick Moore, of course. Isn't he wonderful? Also, while I'm thanking people like it's the end of the programme and we're only a third of the way through, thanks to Sean Keaveney for plugging my little radio programme last week. I told him what the theme was going to be and he played me Claire de Lune. What a lovely man. This next one is from Hot Chip. In fact, it's a recommendation from our old friend Keith Arnold. Hang on a minute. Here it is. On the 10 past 7 train from Leeds to Newcastle with the newish Hot Chip release playing on the iPod. I had it recommended by a mate. I thought I'd give it a go. Not disappointed at all. Excellent. And what's more, it's not a band I thought I'd have liked. Many great tracks, but I think I will go for Always Been Your Love. Last track on In Our Heads. Give it a go. Ye Olde Chocolate Salesman from Leeds, Keith Allen. Thank you, Keith, once again. He's a 5-time serial recommender for the Song for Guy item. And he's done it again. Here's Keith Arnold's recommendation. Here's Hot Chip with Always Been Your Love.
Always been your love.
More new music now. This wonderful thing is from Temples. The album's called Soft and the song's called Colours to Life. I really, really love this.
Another year and the festivals begin. Rain or shine, we're in this together.
Seeing legends reborn, discovering legends to be. We're in this together.
Sharing these moments with close friends, new friends. We're in this together.
This July, Six Music will be going to Latitude, and we want you to experience it with us.
Live music from all the main stages, artist interviews,
pumping out of your radio over the whole weekend. Plus, right now, we're giving away 10 tickets to one person.
So, if you want to take all of your mates, then text the word LAT, that's L-A-T, to 64046 for your chance to be there.
Text will be charged at your standard message rate. Make sure you get your text in by midnight on the 9th of June. For full details and terms and conditions, go to the Six Music website.
Come and join Six Music at Latitude 2013.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Now then. Johnny Hodges was a musician who refused to pander to people. Notoriously expressionless, unwilling to change with the times, resolute in what he would and would not play, you might think that he was an unpopular man. Far from it. In the jazz world, he was enormously well regarded and an influential figure who garnered the praise of all the greats from Charlie Parker to Benny Goodman because when he played, pure passion flowed through his saxophone. He would plant his feet, raise his head, and with a deadpan face, produce the most wonderful sounds. With his simple, unadorned style, he was a study in understated brilliance, as demonstrated by the gorgeous A Flower Is a Lovesome Thing. No riffs or trills here, just a slow seduction in velvet-clad, voluptuous tones. It's no wonder Duke Ellington wrote so many pieces for him, or that he described him as never the world's most highly animated showman or greatest stage personality, but a tone so beautiful it sometimes brought tears to the eyes. This was Johnny Hodges. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Jocelyn, thanks for coming. You alright? Jocelyn?
No.
Would you introduce the next song by Courtney Tidwell? Jocelyn? Okay, don't then. This is Courtney Tidwell, and Don't Let the Stars Get Tangled Up.
Days pass. BBC Radio. Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Stone Roses and Your Star Will Shine. I went to see the Stone Roses film and it blew my mind. It's such a good film. If you get the chance to see it at the cinema, I recommend you do as well. It's just fantastic. Before that and before the top of the hour, I played a tune by Courtney Tidwell called Don't Let the Stars Get Tangled Up. It was in keeping with our theme. I was massively inspired by the romance and endeavour of the International Space Station coming overhead a couple of times last weekend. You can be informed on Twitter by NASA when the orbit is visible. And it was just spectacular. It was such a lovely thing. Excuse me. I'm sure it was the company I was in. And the drinks that I'd had as well, but it really was amazing. Anyway, yeah, so that's in keeping with the theme. The Courtney Tidwell tune, Don't Let the Stars Get Tangled Up. She has a woefully small output, given how amazing she is. And yes, if you want to hear more of that, hang on a minute. The name of the album is Don't Let the Stars Get Tangled Up. No, Keep Us Tangled Up, I think. I think I've written it down wrong. Give me a sec. Don't Let Stars Keep Us Tangled Up is the actual title of the thing. And Kurt Wagner from Lamb Chop was involved in it as well. So there you go. She's amazing. The Stone Roses are amazing. And now, very unusual, I have a request. I don't usually do requests, so please don't send them in. Recommendations is the way to get a tune played on this programme. Make sure that it's something that you think I've not heard before. But I met this chap in the pub, a very lovely man called Darren. And he told me, very sad, that his sister Michelle had died. And he had an Elbow song played at her funeral. But I don't play Elbow songs on the programme. And there's all sorts of legal things involved with that as well. So anyway, I'm going to play something else. I'm going to play Eva Cassidy's Fields of Gold for Michelle Summers, with lots of love from her brother Darren, who was an absolute gentleman, and all their family. Lots of love, you lot. Ooh.
gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold.
Cassidy and Fields of Gold from Michelle from Darren and Family. Right, you lot, you're going to love this. A mysterious three-piece from Manchester who keep changing the name are going to sign to Bella Union, the best record label in the world. They're called Money and this is called Bluebell Fields, and I know you're going to dig this. Sorry, I don't know what happened then.
Sky is crying.
great, isn't it? Money and Bluebell Fields. Really, really great, that. I love that. I'm going to find out more about that band. Next week, I'm on holiday, but not from you lot, from the rest of the world. I'm going to Mallorca with my true love and some really good friends. I'm going to make my next show round a pool. Now, you know, like, we don't want to hear you on holiday, Garvey. We want you to suffer. We want you to suffer for your art. Well, the alternative is, like, not doing my programme, which, well, frankly, I don't want to. I've missed enough this year. So I'm going to be doing it round the pool. The BBC doesn't encourage drinking irresponsibly, so I won't have an enormous strawberry daiquiri in my hand that I won't be talking about, but you might hear clinking in the background. It's all going to feel a little bit like this. Henry Mancini, isn't that great, eh? Louche, to say the least. You might remember it from, I can't remember the original film, actually. I could look it up, but what's the fun in that? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. I certainly know it was on the Sexy Beast soundtrack while they're having a barbecue. Wonderful stuff. Talking of people getting in touch and inform me of things, I can't believe how many of you were really genuinely alarmed that I forgot Sandy Denny's name. She was singing with Fairport Convention, Where Does the Time Go? And I forgot her name. And I said, if you were genuinely appalled at me forgetting Sandy Denny's name, please get in touch. Judith Hancock was truly flabbergasted. Pauline Crawford said, how could you? David Batchelor said, Sandy Denny, FFS. Which is a popular swear. Andrew Bridgman said, dude, the only artist ever to make a guest appearance on a Led Zepp song. A great talent never to be forgotten. Sorry, Andrew. Derek Austin simply exclaimed, Guy, Sandy Denny. Another FFS from Mike Summers-Smith. And I was genuinely shocked and even told the digital radio so from Sarah Madden. Joseph Donahue just says, Sandy Denny, and Chris Winter says, Guy, Sandy Denny, as does Matt Walton. So there you go, that really upset you. That's a way to get people to correspond with the programme, isn't it? Outrageous. And while we're on the subject of emails, we had Matthew Blake from California get in touch saying he's loving it. Where are you in the world? Let's see who's furthest away. Not done that for a while. Let me know where you are geographically, and if you like, how many miles from Prestwich in North Manchester are you? The winner gets a song played, so include a request.
Space belongs to Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
We were doing a bit of research on Ned Sausage Roll.
Well, he says he's what, head of aeronautics?
Richard Branson's space trips company. Yeah. Thing. So if you fancy booking with him, it's...
How much is it?
A million
it's
for six.
It's a million for six of you? That doesn't seem very expensive. I'm working this out a bit like you do with people in a taxi. So I'm going into space next week. Well, if we get six of us, it works out as cheap as getting the train, doesn't
it? What about
it?
If you split the bill with your calculator, say? Yeah. I didn't have a start.
Tell you what, Mark, we'll get it, because you're going to Pluto, aren't you? So you can drop me and Lizzie off, we'll give you tenor.
Radcliffe and McConey.
Space taxi. I think I'll stick with NASA.
Radcliffe and McConey. Weekday afternoons from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above. It's Guy Garvey.
Simon says it's working. You asked your listeners to let you know if we were discovering new music by listening to your show. So I'd let you know that within three songs of last week's show, he'd already downloaded legally, everyone, the Nick Drake covers album and the entire back catalogue of Nico Case. Thank you, Simon. Sat listening to your soothing sounds, thinking about the girl I love, says Chris Axe. Oh, how wonderful. Just a couple more now. R. Mendez Rincon said, pleasure. Ricky Stevens, Bitch Moan Whinge, and East Street Steve, all giving lots of compliments for the programme. Thank you. Kieran really enjoyed Manu Chao. Munchie39 loved the Bobby Gentry. Oliver Cocker had never heard It's All Over Now, Baby by them. And yeah, lots of other lovely things. Claire Linton, Marigold Green. Thank you so much for being in touch. Wonderful. So the next tune we're going to hear is by the Smoke Fairies. It's in keeping with our theme of the night sky. It's called Strange Moon. Let's settle in for the rest of the Sunday, eh? Oh, yeah.
Once more,
Smoke Fairies and Strange Moon. This next one's by Le Loop. I used to bitch and whine about the name of their album. It's called The Throne of the Third Heaven of the Nation's Millennium General Assembly. I thought it was them being deliberately mischievous, giving it a name like that. And then a lovely listener got in touch and said, no, that's an overwhelmingly beautiful piece of outsider artwork by a guy called James Hampton. It really is special. You'll find it straight away if you put Throne and Nations in Google. But it's a life work that was done in a garage by a man that had a pretty immovable faith. It was made out of craft paper, aluminium foil, plastic, wood furniture, paperboard, bits and bobs of found stuff, but it a really beautiful piece of artwork. So, yeah, it's a great record. The Throne of the Third Heaven of the Nation's Millennium General Assembly by Le Loop, and this song's called To the Stars! Exclamation mark. To the Night! Exclamation mark. I'm fond of records that end with an exclamation mark. Think about it. We got it? Yeah. To the stars! Exclamation mark. To the night! Exclamation mark. Le Loop. Yeah, it caused an enormous fuss when Elbow released our album Build a Rocket Boys with an exclamation mark at the end of it. It should have actually had a comma before the boys. And the fact that we didn't was absolutely oversight. But yeah, it caused a right stir in the press. There's nothing like some random punctuation to stir up the hornet's nest among the British broadsheet journalists. Anyway, we can hardly talk about the night sky and all its romance without this one from Glenn Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Miller and Moonlight Serenade. A very modern serenade now from the Walkmen, who are just one of the best bands ever. If you get a chance to see them live, treat yourself. Here is the very romantic, if a little dark and murderous, Red Moon. And Red Moon, and it's all about the moon. This next song is by Tom Waits. It's called Grapefruit Moon. It's from Closing Time. If you like this example of Tom Waits' work, it's a little gentler than some of the stuff that I really love, but this particular song reminds me of my old friend Brian, who used to actually sing this song at the piano when drunk as Noel Coward, which is quite a feat, and was a wonderful thing to witness. We lost Brian some years ago, but that memory stays with me, and this song always makes me think of my old friend. It also makes me think of Michael Eavis, who eats an entire grapefruit, including the pips, every morning before he goes out to milk his cows. Did you know that? I've seen him do it.
Every time I hear that melody, well, puts me up a tree, and the grapefruit moon, one star shining,
is all that I can see.
Tom Waits and Grapefruit Moon. This one by Joni Mitchell is called Don't Interrupt the Sorrow, and this was a Song for Guy recommendation from Chris Lee. Do let me know these songs that you know and I don't. Let me share them among us all. We'll all be richer for the experience.
He says, you're not just liberation doll. And he chains me with that serpent to that Ethiopian wall. And I'm arising, queen of queens. Wash my guilt of Eden, wash and balance me. And I'm arising, uprising in me tonight. She's a vengeful little goddess with an ancient crown to fight. Truth goes up in vapors, the steeples lean. Winds of change, patriarchs, snug in your Bible belt dreams. God goes up the chimney, like childhood Santa Claus. The good slaves love the good book, a rebel loves a cause.
Okay, here we go. It's a day in the life.
This is Gideon Coe.
I wake up at 7 o'clock sharp and 2 hours later, I get out of bed. Then I eat porridge and then I'll be listening to lots of records, as many as I possibly can. Then I might watch an episode of MASH.
Yes, sir.
This is followed by more listening to records. Then I say cheerio to the family. I take the evening train to Six Music. I sort through the records I listen to and the concert and session tracks that we're going to play, and then I play them for 3 hours, with the listeners providing the good bits in between the records. Then I go home. Shipping forecast.
Westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first.
Bed.
Gideon Coe. Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey. The right side of the celestial equator.
So my search words were moon and stars, putting together this week's programme. And of course I came across this one from Lee Marvin. I've actually covered this song with Liam Frost many moons ago. And if I ever dig it out, I might just play it for you. But there's no replacement for the original Wandering Star.
Thank you.
star. Wheels are made for rolling, mules are made to pack. I've never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true. In hello, heaven is goodbye forever. It's time for me to go. I was born under a wandering star, a wandering, wandering star.
Can make you prisoner and the plains can make you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true.
Get to heaven, tie me to a tree, or I'll begin to roam, and soon you'll know where I will be. I was born under a wandering star.
Sue Lewis says that reminds her of Tom Waits, Lee Marvin doing Wandering Star. Well, he's got a very low and deep voice, hasn't he, Lee Marvin? This is a link here. This is some professional radio here. Nick Drake can't quite get low enough to finish the chorus of this tune.
None of you stand so tall.
Nick Drake and Pink Moon. Beautiful. Yeah, isn't it funny how it comes in waves? People get into Nick Drake and really talk about him a lot, and then it goes away again. And it usually, everyone starts loving him at once and really loving his music, and then somebody releases something that's either dedicated to him or like the recent Joe Boyd-led covers of his music, and then it very gently ebbs away again. But it always comes back because of its quality, because it's such beautiful stuff. As is this next song, which I think must have been, this must be one of the most popular songs ever picked on Desert Island Discs. I've certainly heard it on there 3 or 4 times. I might get my crack production unit at Media City Salford to look into that for me. Here's Nat King Cole with the beautiful Stardust.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Nat King Cole and Stardust. Anyway, that's all we have time for another week. Thank you for your lovely emails of support and your wonderful Song for Guy recommendations. I've really enjoyed myself. And do yourself a favour, get onto Twitter and follow NASA as a space agency. And they'll let you know the next time the International Space Station's coming across. And all the romance and the admiration that I experienced out in my garden last weekend will be yours. Thanks very much to Michelle and Peter and Helen and everyone who helps me put together the show at Media City at the Beeb here. Thanks, of course, to the wonderful Beckopedia, without whom we would be nothing. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you, stargazers...
Ten, nine, eight, seven, seven, five,
happy new week. Night, Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
I only stop to start again, so gather around and tell your friends that this is Culture Clash Radio, and for the next 2 hours I'll be crossing time, space and genres with a pretty lively selection in the first and a more laid-back second. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, Royal Forest, Basement Freaks, the Leet Thompson Scar Orchestra, Royal Canoe, Mungo's Hi-Fi Tongue and Hot Chip amongst others. As always, there's plenty to get through, so let's cut the chat and run a track from the Beastie Boys featuring Santa Gold. Don't play no game that I can't win.
see the girl with cymbals on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her navel, shimmering around the floor. Bells of feet go ting-a-ling-a-linging, going through my head. Sweat is falling just like a teardrop's running from her head. Now she's dancing, going through the movement, swaying to and fro. Body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Now she's moving all around the tables, luring all inside. But I know that she cannot see me, hidden by the light. Closer, closer, she's getting nearer, soon she'll be in reach. As I enter into a spotlight, she stands lost for speech. Stop.